A December to Remember.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. It's certainly a month carmakers will want to forget. Sales for the month were down, in many cases by a third or half. Chrysler sales plummeted by 53%. GM, Ford, and believe it or not, Toyota dropped off by more than 30%. And Toyota's taking some manufacturing measures to offset those gloomy numbers, while some other carmakers are trying to get buyers into the showrooms. From North Carolina Public Radio, here's Marketplace's Janet Babin.
Toyota's sales fell 37% in December. That's even worse than the declines at GM and Ford. In response, the company says it'll stop making cars at its Japanese plants for 11 days in February and March. At Hyundai, sales are off nearly 50%. In an effort to boost demand, the company's offering a new deal for its best customers. If you can't make your car payment, bring your Hyundai back, free of charge. The company will cover the depreciation on any returned or leased vehicle for the first 12 months. Ashvin Chodai is with Intelligence Automotive Asia. He says, great idea, won't work.
Although this thing takes away some of the risks, it doesn't take away all of the risks. So I would say it's an innovative tactic, but it's unlikely to have a major impact, really.
Chodai expects auto sales will plummet further in 2009 in every significant market in the world. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Logitech is the world's largest computer mouse maker. It also makes Bluetooth devices and other electronic gadgets. And citing the financial fallout, it says it's cutting its salaried workforce by 15%. Major Asian markets were split today. The Nikkei was up, the Hang Seng closed down. London, Frankfurt, and Paris are all up by an average of about 1% this morning. The Dow lost less than 1% yesterday to close at 89.52. NASDAQ and S&P 500 had small losses as well. It looks like Russia and Ukraine are starting to hold talks over their natural gas dispute. Russia's Gazprom has cut off natural gas to the former Soviet republic. But Ukraine's pipeline is still supposed to be pumping natural gas to some European countries. Many of them are not getting the gas, causing shortages in supply. And Russia's accusing Ukraine of siphoning off what should be going into Europe. The Russia-Ukraine rift and Middle East violence has oil trading at more than $50 a barrel this morning. That's the highest it's been in a month. But the price isn't high enough to save a free heating oil program. Citgo, the subsidiary of Venezuela's oil company, had been supplying free heating oil to nearly 500,000 residents in 16 states. But it says it's ending the donations because the price of oil dropped so low. The out-of-pocket cost of medical care has shot up by 40% in the last 10 years. That's according to a new study out today that says chronic diseases and more of them are to blame. Here's Marketplace's Dan Gretsch.
Alexis is an urban planner in White Plains, New York. At age 30, she has two chronic illnesses, fibromyalgia and gastroparesis. Even with health insurance, her co-payments for doctor's visits and prescription drugs are $250 a month.
It is a lot of money. There are sometimes certain doctors I think I should visit, but don't because I just don't want to spend $20.
That balancing act is becoming more common, according to a new study in the journal Health Affairs. Study author Kathy Paez found that middle-aged Americans today are 10% more likely to suffer from more than one chronic disease.
Because they have multiple diseases, they're having to purchase a number of medications. And then their co-payments are higher because employers are coping with the costs by reducing benefits.
Paez says obesity and a lack of exercise often lead to more chronic illness. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
In the never-ending saga of who will sell iPhones the cheapest, there's this notch in Best Buy's belt. The electronics chain says today it's selling refurbished versions of the touchscreen smartphone. It says the prices are about $50 cheaper than new models. The retailer says the only thing wrong with the phones is that they were returned to the store within a month of purchase. By the way, AT&T also offers refurbished phones, iPhones online, for $50 cheaper.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to 4 customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win.
This week, President-elect Barack Obama and Congress are working on a new stimulus package. Billions for middle-income tax cuts and infrastructure improvements, something they say to get the economy moving again. Commentator Kathleen Denny would like that too. She is an out-of-work airline mechanic. And Denny says lawmakers should remember working people as they craft away on Capitol Hill.
My Aunt Bee says there's going to be a depression. Last year, when pundits barely whispered recession, she knew the signs. Big mergers and big layoffs. I think Aunt Bee is right. From where I stand, things have been getting worse for a long time. Working class people like me, we paid for what they called prosperity. Profits in the stock market soared while we paid in wage cuts, lost benefits, more dangerous workplaces. What I care about is protecting people like us from people like them. Who's them? The people who own banks and big companies. They're not in business to provide us with jobs, health care, or a dignified old age. Their business is profits, nothing else. They're lined at the trough for even more multi-billion dollar handouts from the Treasury, but when they talk about economic recovery, they only mean profits, not people. With that kind of money, people like us could set up a public works program at union scale to take care of human needs and defend our resources. We could go to work alongside family farmers to supply healthy food, build schools and public transit, restore streams and maintain our public spaces. And our dignity through old age is precious, far too precious to be glued to stock market swings or the fortunes of any one company. The company I worked for dumped our pensions outright, and the stock market dive rocked Aunt Bee's pension fund. We need a movement now to make Social Security a universal retirement program. Social Security was born in the labor upswing of the Great Depression, and people like us have unfinished business.
Commentator Kathleen Denny lives in Oakland, California. Why not share your thoughts with us? We're online at marketplace.org. Latest business news plus the numbers 2 in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.